Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I am Richie Farrell. In the headlines, Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Q95 Kingdom Connection show, envisions a day when every Dominican will rise up, voice their concerns, and address their burning issues. Sandals Resorts, the only Caribbean-born super brand, opened its 18th resort and welcomed its first guests on the largely undiscovered destination of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
When it happens, where?
And heavy rains caused flash floods that killed 20 people
on Q95
in the UAE and in Oman.
5DA
disrupted flights at Dubai Airport since Sunday. A man died as his car got caught in flash floods, and rescuers found the body of a girl in Saham. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. We'll be back after this.
As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global.
Right pair of frames to make you look glamorous? Come to Quartz Optical. You'll find a wide selection of stylish frames from Prada, Ray-Ban, Armani, Converse, Vogue, plus new arrivals for you to choose from. Get 35% off credit or 20% off cash purchases. Plus, you can book your eye examination appointment online today on quartzoptical.com. Get that frame today and pay later with Quartz Ready Finance. Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Special conditions apply.
Welcome back. During the Kingdom Connection program, Pastor Randy Rodney expressed disappointment at the lack of an update on electoral reform progress, as promised by the Prime Minister in a recent press conference. Pastor Rodney noted that he wasn't surprised by the absence of any announcement, given the Prime Minister's track record, he says, of unfulfilled promises to the people of Dominica. He highlighted the Prime Minister's assurance that draft legislation for electoral reform would be completed before the next Parliament sitting, with a budget allocated accordingly. But this is yet to materialize.
My memory serves me right. We should have had an announcement today with regard to electoral reform from the Honorable Prime Minister, Dr. Roosevelt Skerrick. I wasn't expecting it, but after he gave us so many untruths, Monty, he could surprise us one time and tell us the truth this time. Now, if you assess what he has told us, it means that there's no way, by his own words, that the electoral reform wheel will turn. How do you know that, Pastor Randy? I'll tell you how. Well, today's the 15th of April. He promised that this thing would have been out in the public, would know what was going to Parliament, and by the time they do the budget would prepare the funding, the necessary funding for the reform. But the budget is supposed to be, well, the end of the financial year is June 30th, which is 45 days from today. So make the maths. Okay, just make the maths. The sad thing about that is, you know, we keep sitting down and taking that. You know, this thing has been out since 2009. This is 2024. And we've been hearing about electoral reform. And somebody has been kicking down the can. And don't want anybody else to talk about it. As though it must be his thing and his reform, because it's his country and his backyard and his child and everything is his. So the rest of the people must shut up. One of those days, I'm sure some people wouldn't shut up. And when you see that, people say you're inciting violence. But all I'm saying to you, all of you, is what you sow, you go reap. And if you plant some things, understand that what you get is not what you plant. What you get is dozens of what you plant. So if you plant one seed, you don't expect one seed in the harvest. You expect a bag of whatever you plant. That is what you will get, okay? Don't you ever forget that. Keep that in your mind.
Pastor Rodney emphasized the importance of every patriotic Dominican assessing their circumstances and making informed decisions about the state of the country. He stressed that there will come a time when the people of Dominica must stand up and vocalize their concerns about the burning issues affecting them in order to address them effectively.
Every one of us, every person who considered themselves a bona fide Dominican must evaluate who you are, evaluate where you are, evaluate your standing in the nation, and make certain decisions. many of you are out there and your businesses are not doing well, but you're quiet. You have lost jobs and your job is not doing well and you're quiet. Your loans are in arrears and you're quiet. Your trucks are not working and you're quiet. Your farming produce is not selling and you're quiet. You are grinding through your teeth to send your children to school, but you're quiet. Your children got scholarships to go to university and you have unexpectedly now you have had to go to the banks and send money to them, but you're still quiet. And you're going to remain quiet for a long time because you're hoping that somebody somewhere is going to answer your plea eventually. I've got news for you. The old song says, every day you take the bucket to the well. One day the bucket bottom must fall out. Well, listen to that. The bucket bottom falling out. So the largesse is beginning to empty and all is still quiet. One of those days, all you will speak. And I'm hoping that that'll be soon so I can stop speaking. All I'm trying to do is encourage you to speak for yourself. Come on, cough, be according to Felix and Mason. Talk, brother. Talk, partner. Some of you need to do at least talk, and some of you need to do more than talk. Because many of you, your circumstances are not easy.
Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Kingdom Connection program, he spoke on Monday. The Ministry of Tourism has revealed that American Airlines will be expanding its scheduled flights to Dominica from June to August 2024. Minister of Tourism Denise Charles Pemberton claims this initiative will greatly enhance air access to Dominica. She further noted that following the Routes America conference, flights will also be augmented during the World Creole Music Festival and on March 31st, 2025. She spoke on state-owned radio.
I am pleased to announce exciting news on air access into Dominica for summer, Christmas, the World Creole Music Festival, and of course, Carnival 2025. American Airlines is offering daily flights from June 5th to August 5th, which means it will be easier than ever to visit home this summer. Additionally, after fruitful discussions at Routes America last month, American Airlines has also further agreed to offer non-stop flights from October 7th to March 31st instead of November 5th as previously announced. This is certainly fantastic news, and I thank the American Airlines team for their confidence in our destination. The Ministry of Tourism continues to maintain our relationships with airline partners as we seek to have more non-stop and same-day travel to Dominica. In order to sustain these daily flights, I am appealing to the accommodation sector to offer attractive packages to guests who want to travel for the summer, winter, and during our festivals. Also, I want to commend Winair, Inter-Caribbean, and Caribbean Airlines for partnering with us to offer attractive fares for Jazz and Creole Festival this year. I urge Dominicans both near and far, as well as visitors around the world who want to visit our highly acclaimed sites and attractions, to take advantage of these direct flights. Whether you're coming for adventure, business, reunions, vacation, or for the Creole Festival, secure your seats now.
Minister of Tourism Denise Charles Pemberton. During the opening ceremony of the Caribbean Biodiversity Fund Conservation Finance Capacity Building Workshop in Dominica, government officials are encouraging Dominicans to capitalize on the opportunities offered by the Dominica National Conservation Trust Fund. Permanent Secretary Ryan Anselm emphasized that the agreement signed in 2022 with the Dominica National Conservation Fund underscores the government's dedication to integrating conservation with sustainable development.
Our government support the Dominica National Conservation Trust Fund and encourage everyone to take full advantage of the opportunities that derives from this trust fund. Honorable Julian Defoe, in his former capacity as Chief Fisheries Officer, was instrumental in forging the partnership that led to signing the partnership agreement with the Dominica National Conservation Trust Fund in November 2022. This partnership highlights the government's commitment to integrated conservation with sustainable development. Dominica biodiversity accounts for 48%, almost 50% of our local food supply. That means that we get our food, our meat, our fish from our rivers and from our seas, fruits and vegetables. That is significant. So when we talk about food security, Dominica, in terms of the biodiversity, it plays a fundamental role. And I'm sure that is equally the same in our Caribbean countries. Biodiversity is also provides energy in the form of fuel wood and charcoal, one I do not support, but yes, it provides, and we have to be mindful of cutting down trees for charcoal and so materials for craft. And I just want to pause for a minute and to highlight the importance of craft for our Kalinago friends. And so I'm sure if I mentioned the name, you wouldn't identify, but there's a tree that called Laume that our Kalinago friends use to do craft.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Ryan Anselm. This is Q95 News. This week, the staff of the Dominica National Medical Laboratory is celebrating Laboratory Professional Week. Senior technologist at the National Medical Laboratory, Mrs. Prunella Robin Coffey, reveals that the days of viewing the lab technician as a behind-the-scenes profession is a thing of the past. Mrs. Robin Coffey underscored the significant roles and responsibilities carried out by the National Medical Laboratory.
The National Laboratory serves a dual role as both clinical lab and that of the public health lab. It is the main provider for lab services to the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, the entire primary healthcare system in Dominica, and in addition, supports the delivery of lab services to primary clientele. The National Lab contributes immensely to the surveillance of diseases of public health concerns, as demonstrated during the COVID-19 pandemic, and the ongoing surveillance of dengue, tuberculosis, leptospirosis, and other respiratory diseases, just to name a few. The diagnostic and surveillance capabilities of the lab, they are carried out by a body of dedicated, competent, and hardworking staff across the disciplines of hematology, clinical chemistry, immunology and non-banking, histopathology and cytology, clinical microbiology, including serology and molecular sectors. Due to the nature of our work and the reclusive nature of lab inherent due to the sensitive quality systems, it is often viewed as a closed and mysterious arm of the healthcare delivery system. We are viewed as a behind-the-scenes entity. However, we are in fact at the forefront of saving lives, as our contributions is crucial for accurate diagnosis and treatment of diseases.
Senior technologist at the National Medical Laboratory, Mrs. Prunella Robin Coffey. Urban farming training has benefited potential farmers who are interested in hydroponic farming. Housing Minister Mrs. Melissa Popon-Skerritt says she was happy with the results of the training, which was undertaken in 1 Mile Portsmouth in collaboration with the staff of the Chinese Agricultural Technical Mission, Mr. Vince Morgan, Mr. Kian Winston, and Mr. Batilia Bethel James. Participants were taught theory and were then evaluated with practical work in hydroponics farming.
Training involved utilizing technology in farming, which is the hydroponic system, as well as vertical farming techniques. The impactful event was a collaborative effort with the dedicated staff of the Chinese Agricultural Technical Mission in 1 Mile Portsmouth, as well as three other esteemed training presenters, namely Mr. Vince Morgan, who I was very pleased to have on board. He is the largest hydroponics farmer in Dominica. Mr. Keanu Winston, who's the assistant principal of the Casabru Secondary School, who's also an agricultural science teacher who spoke about food security. And Mr. Batilia Bethel James, who's an avid farmer in the north of Dominica, as well as an agricultural development officer. And then they were led to the outdoors to put their knowledge into practical use. From cultivating crops in limited spaces, farming on concrete, to harnessing sustainable farming techniques, the sessions covered a diverse range of topics aimed at empowering individuals of all ages to become urban farming advocates and practitioners.
And that was Minister of Housing, Land and Urban Development, Mrs. Melissa Poppon-Skerritt. Buyo star Derek Ra Peters is urging current and upcoming artists to get educated on their rights as music creators. He is using his victory in a lawsuit settlement which occurred moments before the trial was heard on March 4, 2024 as an example. The amicable agreement was between three music giants, namely Marshall Montano, Derek Ra Peters, and Lashley Moto Winter, and their lawyers.
We have a music that we need to, you know, defend, you know, and people need to know what their rights are, you know, and, you know, that's what it is basically, you know. So, you know, that goes out to musicians that are here already playing and musicians to come. Those are just beginning for them to have that information, you know, how to go about the music business. Because it's a big industry, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a shame that the powers that be don't really, you know, assist in that industry the way they're supposed to, you know. I mean, you know, our biggest export is people and money, and you know, we have a big export like Boya music, and you know, we just, they're playing around. We need to really get into the business and, you know, get it going, get the industry going.
Bouillon star Derek Ra Peters. United Workers Party leader and economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine has cautioned Dominicans that while the National Bank of Dominica appears to have had a delay in convening its shareholders meeting spanning 3 years and counting, it is not collapsing. The National Bank of Dominica first gave public notice that it was postponing its 17th annual general meeting, which was to be held on 26 March 2021. Then, for the following year, 2022, the bank issued another notice informing the public of the reasons why it was again postponing its session for the 18th annual general meeting. According to the National Bank of Dominica, this delay is due to several factors beyond the control of the bank. The external auditing of the bank's financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2021 is in progress, and the time to complete the audit has been extended due to post-Royal Bank of Canada acquisition-related matters. The Royal Bank of Canada acquisition-related matters continue to be addressed by members of the consortium of banks that acquired the assets and liabilities of the former RBC throughout the Eastern Caribbean in April of 2021. The NBD said delays of this nature are not uncommon and are in fact typical of significant acquisition transactions. The bank continues to dialogue with the external auditors and regulators, that is the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Regulatory Commission, to approve the necessary extension of the time by which to publish the audited financial statements under the relevant legislation and regulations, including the Banking Act 2015 and amendments on securities. The regulations of the bank allegedly appear to have been violated, as the institution's constitution stipulates that, following the end of the fiscal year, 6 months after, there shall be a shareholders' meeting convened by the board.
Clear of the bank to hold its AGM, going back, I think, to 2021. And the regulations of the bank are very clear that 6 months after the financial year, there shall be a shareholders meeting convened by the board, at which the affairs of the bank would be portrayed to the shareholders. They would know exactly what is going on with the bank. Now, the bank has not been able to convene for the past 3 years, and that is a real problem, okay? And but this problem of the bank failing to call its AGM should not be construed to be the bank has been on the verge of collapse, okay? These are two distinct and separate issues.
Dr. Fontaine assures Dominicans that there are fail-safe measures involving the intervention and monitoring of the National Bank of Dominica by the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank.
The supervision of the bank continues. The supervision of the bank is under the purview of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. So they will be receiving a monthly report. If things are going bad, they will even ask for weekly reports. It's been a very close watch on what is going on. Now, let me just add very quickly before you interject, Matt. There are two reasons why banks, there are one major reason why banks collapse. And that is when there is a lack of confidence in the banking system, and persons who have put their money in the bank decide to pull it out all at once. That is referred to as a run on the bank. So people have lost confidence, they run to the bank, and they try to get their money out. And that is when, ultimately, the bank will collapse. Another reason why a bank could collapse is if there is just basically bad management or bad running of the bank. And that is where the ECC comes in, because there are certain measures that they use. There are certain ratios and metrics that they use to monitor that behavior. One of them, for example, being a capital reserve requirement, where the bank supposed to put a certain minimum amount of whatever it takes from depositors in reserve. Okay? So that is in place. So there should be no reason why the public should be thinking, well, their money is in jeopardy or there's a problem there.
UWP leader and economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine. In other news, an intimate ribbon-cutting ceremony commemorating Sandals Resort's entry into the largely undiscovered destination of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the only Caribbean-born superbrand, welcomed its first guests to a nature-forward experience brimming with island inspiration and stirring Sandals firsts. Witnessed by government officials, Sandals executives, guests, and resort team members, an emerald green ribbon, representative of the island's flag and lush surroundings, was cut, signaling the official opening of Sandals St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Executive Chairman of Sandals Resorts International, Adam Stewart, spoke on what the opening of the hotel chain's 18th resort meant for the brand, for the island, and for the Caribbean at large. More news here. Heavy rain has been battering Gulf states, causing flash floods that have killed 20 people and disrupted flights at the world's second busiest airport. Dubai Airport said it was facing very challenging conditions on Wednesday. It advised passengers not to turn up as runways were inundated with water. Further north, a man died when his car was caught in flash floods in Oman. Rescuers found the body of a girl in Sahab, bringing the death toll in the country to 19 since Sunday.
Storms in Oman have killed 18, including many children, with continued severe weather affecting the Gulf. Dubai and Abu Dhabi experienced flight cancellations, school closures, and major flooding, disrupting traffic and stranding vehicles. UAE's weather agency forecasts ongoing storms, urging caution. Some inland areas of the desert country recorded more than 80 millimeters of rain, approaching the annual average of about 100 millimeters. In Bahrain, heavy rains and flooding followed intense thunderstorms. Oman's emergency services report two missing persons and confirmed deaths from vehicles swept away in flash floods. The region now braces for even more rainfall.
That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Q95 Kingdom Connection show, envisions a day when every Dominican will rise up, voice their concerns, and address their burning issues.
Local, regional.
Sandals Resort, the only Caribbean-born super brand, opened its 18th resort and welcomed its first guests on the largely undiscovered destination of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And heavy rains caused flash floods that killed 19 people in UAE and Oman and disrupted flights at Dubai Airport since Sunday. A man died as his car got caught in flash floods and rescuers found the body of a girl in Sahab. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.